welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us. And, you know, Farmer Greg has three ways to kill your fruit tree. It does not include getting eaten by reindeer. This is things you yourself can do. Incidentally, that's common practice. You see it a lot happening in the state of Arizona. But this is, you know, three things to avoid no matter how many times you see somebody else doing it to prevent killing your fruit trees. Take it away, Farmer Greg.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I started looking at this maybe 10 years or so ago when I'd get pictures from people and they would show me trees and they'd say, is this going to live? In fact, I had one guy a couple of years ago send me a picture and the tree was completely dead. And he said, is it dead? And it was apparent it was dead. It was just like, wow. So I have seen over and over and over again the three ways that people kill their fruit trees. And unfortunately, like you said, it's the way that a lot of this stuff is done. All landscapes are put in with gravel, either gravel or dirt, in a really hot microclimate. So with block walls and a lot of concrete and then gravel around it. So gravel, dirt, hot microclimate, or drip irrigation. I can't tell you how many times I see pictures of dead trees and they have one gallon per hour drip emitter right next to the trunk.
It's still where they are up against the trunk like they planted it.
Exactly. Now, if you have gravel or dirt or block walls or a lawn for that matter, we have solutions for all three of those. You can actually grow fruit trees in that space. You just have to be cognizant of it. So let's talk about a hot microclimate, which includes gravel and dirt and block walls and that kind of stuff. The solution is building healthy soil around the base of the tree and then adding woody mulch. So I have what I call my 6-6 rule of planting trees. Notice I didn't say fruit trees. You can do this for any and every tree you plant in your yard, and it will have them thrive a whole lot better. And the 6-6 rule is 6 inches of woody mulch minimum and a 6-foot diameter basin around the tree. So, you know, create your basin, and often what you can do is just rake back the gravel 6 feet. And remember I said 6-6 minimum. Go ahead, Romy.
And that gravel's easy to camouflage in the rest of the landscape. If it's a full gravel landscape, it feels like a lot when you start it, but when you spread it over the top, it blends in really easily.
Yeah. So, well, and what I'm suggesting is that you rake it back in a basin. So make a 6-foot diameter basin. You plant your tree in the middle on a mound so it stands up a little bit, and then put 6 inches of woody mulch around the basin. And I'm not talking little 6 inches. I'm talking a lot of 6 inches. I mean, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 inches of woody mulch. The thicker, the better. That woody mulch, and tree experts, you will hear them talk about building healthy soil all the time around your trees, like it happens in a forest. You know, leaves and sticks and animals come by and drop poop and all that kind of stuff in a forest. And over time, it makes really healthy soil. So that's what we're trying to do around our trees, is make this amazingly healthy soil, and you do it by adding woody mulch. And what happens at the interface between the dirt and the woody mulch is soil starts to build very quickly.
Not dirt, and that soil.
Not
That's
dirt.
The key there.
Exactly. What you have is dirt. There's five components of healthy dirt. And I try and get this in every time I talk to you guys because it's such an important concept, especially in the desert. There's five components of healthy soil. Your job in growing a healthy garden and healthy trees is to build healthy soil. Dirt is one component of healthy soil. Airspace, water, organic matter, and everything alive in the soil, those are the five components. That's dirt, airspace, water, organic matter, and everything that's alive. The good news is really simple to fix broken dirt. You add lots of organic matter. And you do that by adding 6 to 8 inches of woody mulch in a 6 to 8 foot diameter basin around your trees. That woody mulch acts as a sponge. It acts as an insulator and it breaks down. And once it starts breaking down, all that, the microorganisms show up and they're doing the work. So if you have a hot microclimate, one with a lot of gravel, one with a lot of dirt, one with a lot of concrete, doing your basin is gonna exponentially improve your ability to successfully grow that tree, whatever kind of tree it is. So that's the 6-6 rule. And that manages out the heat, which is one of the things that kills the tree. It manages out the gravel and soil issue that you have underneath. And then the third thing that people do constantly to kill trees is put them on drip irrigation. First of all, if you have any choice whatsoever, do not put your trees on drip irrigation. Put them on bubblers. You put one or two bubblers in the basin and turn those bubblers on so that the tree can deep water once a month in the winter, three or four times a month in the hot season. So what you're doing is you're turning on those bubblers and letting the basin fill and deep water the tree. You've seen in parking lots and in parks and that kind of stuff where after a storm in the summertime, the trees are blown over?
All the time.
All the time. It's because they're not getting deep water. If you deep water your trees, that takes the roots down deep into the ground. It's going to hold that tree in more solidly into the ground. So that's my three ways to kill your fruit tree spiel. Don't put them in gravel. Or if you've got gravel or grass even, you know, put your 6-foot diameter basin in your lawn. So the 6-6 rule is really important. And then the other thing that's really, really important is what you actually put in your planting hole. And we have a prescription for doing that through the Urban Farm Fruit Tree Program. And that's that you plant 60% planting mix in the hole along with 40% of your native soil. So you dig your hole, and we're actually suggesting that people do them square these days. There's a long story behind that, but dig a square hole, take 40% of the dirt out of the hole, put it in the wheelbarrow, take a bag or two of, I like to use Farmer Greg's planting mix, surprise, surprise, and mix that in the wheelbarrow. And to that, we wanna add an ounce of mycorrhiza. That's microbial life for the roots of the plant. You're gonna add a pound of azomite and a pound of worm castings. And actually what we're doing is we're changing that out this year, and we're suggesting that you add two kits. That's our planting kit, mycorrhiza, azomite, and worm castings. So we're suggesting 2 ounces of mycorrhiza, 2 pounds of azomite, and 2 pounds of worm castings. You mix that all in the wheelbarrow. You plant your bare root tree in the square hole in the ground with all that good juicy stuff in the wheelbarrow, deep water it, and then put your woody mulch in the basin. And that is a prescription that will have your trees grow amazingly. And after the break, I have the silver bullet, the thing that will absolutely have your trees thrive, especially in this heat.
Now, we have about 4 minutes till the break. Do you want to dive into that now, or you want to hold on to that?
We're going to hold on to that one to keep them here after the break. So I get this question a lot. People ask me, what kind of trees grow here? In fact, I was on a call the other day with a young lady, and I mentioned peaches growing in my yard. And she said, what? We can grow peaches in the desert? You can absolutely grow peaches in the desert. You can grow apples in the desert, apricots, plums. They all do really well here. You just have to have the correct variety. And this is the reason I started my education program. You can go into most nurseries in this city and every big box store, and they will sell you a fruit tree that will never make fruit.
In our climate. You had mentioned apples.
In our climate.
And you know, in the Maricopa, Pinal County, Pima County, even a little bit, you know, most apples, I don't know any red apple that successfully grows. It's Anna's, it's Golden Dorsets. You know, we're not a Macintosh state. It's just not cold enough. But you can find those types of trees. Yeah.
I was on a website for an organization here in town this week, and they had cherries, which will never grow and produce here. They had 24 different kinds of apples, which will grow but never produce here. And so you have to know what these three key pieces are in planting your fruit trees. And that's what we educate in our fruit tree program, is how to know that. And it's actually super simple. We talked about rootstock earlier, and I mentioned that dwarfing rootstocks, with the exception of a peach called a bonanza peach, none of the dwarfing rootstocks will do well here. The dwarf bonanza peach does really well, but it's the only dwarf tree that we sell, because none of the rest of them will thrive. And through our fruit tree education program, which I've been doing now for 21 years, we only bring in trees that will actually produce and make a lot of fruit for you. So we actually guarantee that. If you come to us, you buy one of our fruit trees in our fruit tree program at fruittrees.org and take it home. You do exactly what we tell you to do. If it doesn't make it for the first year, we have a replacement program for that. And that's the reason I do this, is because so many nurseries and every big box store will sell you trees that just aren't going to work here. The trees that we bring in will absolutely work if we tell you, you know, if you do exactly what we tell you to do. And you can tell I'm passionate about this, right? Because it just drives me nuts that, you know, I was at Home Depot and there was an apple that was 800 hours chill.
Flagstaff may not get that every year.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So we have three things that you need to know in order to successfully buy a fruit tree. First of all, make sure it's on the right rootstock. Secondly, make sure it's low chill. We get less than 350 hours of chill in the low desert here. So if you plant an 800-hour chill apple, good luck. You're never going to get any apples. You know how I know? Because I've, over the past 30 years of growing fruit trees here, I've planted them and tried to make them work. They just don't work. Sub 350 hours. The third piece, and this is the piece that most nurseries, I'm going to say all nurseries, and definitely none of the big box stores know, and that is ripening time. The soft flesh fruit, which is berries and grapes and peaches and plums and apples, if you plant a variety of these soft flesh fruit that ripen in July, August, September, October, and November, the likelihood of you getting any viable fruit is very little. So the third thing you need to know, after less than 350 hours of chill, making sure it's on the right rootstock, the third thing you need to know is those fruit trees, apples, peaches, apricots, plums, berries, and grapes, need to ripen and be off of the tree by July 1st. Otherwise, they cook on the tree. The reason I know this is because over the years, I've planted out dozens of different varieties of August pride peaches and fall growing apples, and they just don't produce. Now, somebody said to me the other day on Facebook, well, I got apples off of my Pink Lady. It's like, great, that's awesome. You're experimenting, you should do that. How many apples did you get? Well, I got 8 apples.
All right, hang tight. We got our final segment with Farmer Greg coming up right after this. It's Rosie on the House.